Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who overcame all. Amen. Dear friends, a time management expert was invited to share a college lecture with some of the best and brightest students of a university. He got up in front of the students and he started with this: "I'm going to begin with a quiz today." He then reached down and picked up a 1 gallon mason jar with a wide open mouth in the top. He then picked up, he set it down on a table and then picked up 12 or so rocks that were about the size of his fist, and he placed the rocks into the mason jar and filled it up so there was no more room for any of the rocks to take place, to take a spot in the jar. He lifted it up to the class and said, "Is this jar full? Quiz." And the class unanimously said what? Yes. Thanks for playing along, everybody. And the lecturer didn't even pause, and he reached underneath the table and he found a pitcher full of sand, brought it out, filled it in that mason jar. All the holes and crevices of where the rocks were not, the sand was filled it up to the very brim of the mason jar, and he held it up to the class and he said, "Is this full?" And the class answered,
"Yes."
"Yes." Very good. Thank you. And the lecturer didn't even pause, and he reached down underneath his table and he found a pitcher of water. And he poured it into the mason jar, filled the water all the way up to the top. And he didn't even ask the class, was it full? He simply asked this question: what was the point of this demonstration today? One of the students, who thought that he knew the answer to everything, raised his hand and said, I know the point of this illustration, sir. He said this: the point is, even if your schedule's really full in life, try harder and you can fit one more thing in. And the lecturer paused and he said, actually, it's the exact opposite of what I was thinking. He said, the point of this demonstration is to share with you it's important to get the big rocks into the jar first. Dear friends, what are those big rocks or those big things in your life that you think are really necessary and important to have a part of your life? That if you didn't have those big things in your life, you'd be missing something. You'd be neglecting things. You'd be filling your life up with water, and there'd be no place for the most important things in life. What are the biggest things? The biggest ambitions? Thank you for answering. Friends, think about that. Jesus Christ lived a full life. Jesus, as I read about his life, he didn't have a lot of ambitions. But he had a few that were very clear. I want to start my sermon by highlighting what I think were his biggest ambitions. Number one ambition of Jesus was to bring the kingdom of God onto earth. In this account from Mark, we have the shortest account of the temptations of Jesus. It's very short, and there's hardly any detail. It's just a couple of sentences about what happened with Jesus in the wilderness. But there's a reason why it's short in Mark's gospel. Here it is. Jesus is on the move. He's bringing the kingdom. Verses 9 through 15, you'll notice that there was a word I highlighted in my reading. The word appears twice. The word is immediately. You know, in the Bible, the word immediately occurs 90 times. Isn't that amazing? 90 times in the Bible, that word immediately occurs. 45 of the occurrences of the word immediately occur in Mark's gospel. Mark only takes up about 1% of the entire Bible. What is Mark telling us? Jesus is on the move. There ain't no time for cake and celebration after his baptism. There's no time for cookies and celebration after his baptism. He's on the move. He's bringing the kingdom. That's his ambition. Now, another one of the rocks that Jesus had in his life undoubtedly was to open up salvation for all people. And so as you read his life and understand what he was doing, whenever it came up, a moment in which his own self-comfort and own self-care was perhaps an option, or to open up salvation for another person, Jesus, time and time again, chose to open up salvation for other people. That was a big rock of his. So the amazing thing of Jesus that's more clear than any other person that's ever lived on this earth is he put in the big rocks that were the most important things, and he let everything in life kind of fill in its place. In other words, Jesus didn't just grab what was accessible and easy. He made sure his life, what was his purpose, was the most important things that he could accomplish. Now, I think that's actually a really powerful way to introduce the wilderness temptations of Jesus. And you can see what Satan was about when he was tempting Jesus.